fun stuff on here.
How are we going to restore 15 to 20 million jobs? I am your future.
We have the power.
Isn't it about time for a change?
We're our national leaders.
AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome once again to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM. And as you know, we serve the tri-state area, southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware. However, we also have a very, very outstanding national audience, and I want to say thank you to the many radio broadcasters that encourage people to tune in, and also those that are playing my weekly commentary each and every weekend during their program free time. It's a great way for us to get the information out. And if you were tuned in a minute ago, you heard our promo for National Small Business Month. You also heard November as American Made Month. And I am going to play the new December National Small Business Month promo today, which will be aired throughout the day on our station and on other broadcasts, which I have friends, and they do this kind of thing to help us promote what we need to do to get the message out. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, may I encourage you to text family members and friends, alert them about the broadcast. We're going to have a lot of discussion today. This is going to be interesting on this last day of November, as we've been celebrating November as American Made Month. And I think it's been an unbelievable success because more and more businesses where I go are promoting little flags and made in the USA. It's become a very special way for people to feel good about promoting. What used to get me concerned is people in the store say, well, you know, we talk to the people and everything is coming foreign made. You know, we're having now all of a sudden we're having supply chain issues and all. And I say, isn't that unfortunate? Here you are, an independent hardware store, and you have to depend on all foreign made products to sell in your store. You have to be dependent upon the supply chain. I mean, come on. This has got to come to some sort of a halt. And we've been trying to do that through American Made Month and now National Small Business Weekend. And people also say to me, Michael, are you only promoting those businesses that are promoting American Made products? I said, no, we are promoting all businesses and hope that we will be able to see those businesses offering bigger and bigger amounts of American-made products and less amounts of what is being imported. First, I want to say a great big thank you to last week's guest, Mr. Michael Rounds, who is the president of Williamson College of the Trades in Media, Pennsylvania. Wow, he is just an unbelievable person. Mr. Rounds has a lot of ideas to share. He will be back again with us. He's the president of this unbelievably great university. And I'm really pleased to see what he's done as he went there some years ago after coming out of the Army. And the college has been doing this for 130 years in Media, Pennsylvania. And I think it's a good example for people to look at williamsoncollege.com. I think all high schools should also have the conference with Mr. Rounds so that he can tell them the importance of focusing on the trades and a positive mission. We have to remember one thing. Not every student wants to go to only a college. Maybe it would be good if they did, you know, 30% of the day in the classroom and the balance of the day in the trade instruction area. Now, also, I'd like to say one more thing, and we have to also continue to encourage our school boards to go back and look at what are they going to do to get the trades back. Most of those that I have contacted tell me, Michael, it's impossible to find teachers. I said, well, 25 years ago, I mean, you had an endless supply of teachers, but because you did away with these programs, you now have to go into industry, get those people out of industry, pay them a decent amount of money, and let them start to train students as well as new teachers. And they don't know what to think or say, so they just hope that I'll, you know, go away. And by the way, Michael Rounds sent us an outstanding email to let us know how much he enjoyed being on last Wednesday's broadcast and thanked all the panel members and the people that contacted him to let him know that they enjoyed his presentation. And one more thing, and then I am going to turn to some of our wonderful people on the panel. And by the way, these people, Larkin Conley, Rich Logis, Mark Andel, Bruce Bassett Powell, and all of our guests, they add to a special portion of the program. Many people that I see, and I will see some of them again this weekend, tell me that we're the only ones that they can say to people, every Wednesday you can hear something about American Workers on 860 or just go to American Workers Radio. The other stations, if you get a minute, we're going to focus on this or that. That's all you get. You do not get a lot of people talking about this. They don't want to talk about the fact that 10,000 Americans retire from the workforce every day. Many leave the workforce for health reasons and so forth. However, you can check all my facts and figures by going right to Google right now and just put in how many Americans retire every day. When you look at an economy and a population the size of the United States with 333 million people, 10,000 a day is a small amount. In the course of a year, it's really a small amount as opposed to the adult population that should and could be in the workforce. However, I'd like to also say that due to the trades and technology programs being cut from the schools, it really has hurt. Now there are not enough trade-knowledgeable young people to take the places of those people who are retiring from the workforce, who get ill or leave us for eternity. Now, foreign countries are watching this. Everybody's watching it. We're watching now what's happening in China, and the foreign countries also are watching what happens in the United States. And when they send over, like our L cars in Philadelphia, the city bought a lot of new cars and SEPTA bought cars, and our workers were not trained in how to put them, you know, into use and to repair them. So we had to even import people to understand how to care for the cars and train our people. At one time, those cars were made on Hunting Park Avenue in Philadelphia, those L cars. What happened? Why do they have to come from a foreign country in order for us to be able to use them and get around and do things on our own? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask one last question. People keep asking me, and maybe somebody can tell me, who's in charge of the trade programs in America schools? You talk to the school boards, they got a million excuses. First of all, no money. Number two, no teachers. Number three, no interest. That's a lie. Each one of them is not true, especially where there's no interest. There are young people who are looking, or not college material to the way they should be. They want to do something with their hands and make a great living, and I mean a great living, doing that in addition to learning, you know, some book education and the realities of life. But no, the school boards constantly, I think we're going to have to go after more of these school boards. I asked two school board members if they would come on and just talk with us about, you know, how they have their meeting and what they choose for the upcoming year, what should be focused upon. Everybody is afraid to speak. That's very sad. Very, very sad. So I'd like to now turn the microphone over to, how is our good Mark Andel doing these days?
Good, Mike, how are you? Welcome, our listeners. Mike, yeah, a lot going on. You know, we came out of that 7-foot snowstorm, and we had Thanksgiving week, and last Friday was Black Friday, which is the start of the 30-day run to Christmas, which is a biggest retail run for any retailer. And so we had Black Friday, and then Small Business Saturday, and then Cyber Monday, Mike. So we're, you know, it's our busy time. We do, you know, 11 months are just to get us to this this 30-day run. And, you know, for the listeners, the 30-day run is 30 days from the day after Thanksgiving to Christmas Day. And that's when people are doing the most shopping. And, Mike, it's been great. Buying Made in America and buying local has never been more important. We've talked about it for years, Mike, but it's just never been more important. You see what's happening in China and things. We don't need shipping containers. We don't rely on, you know, waiting for products. We build it here at home, and again, we're up to 11,000 products supporting over 500 privately owned American businesses, and it's just awesome. So we've been busy. Even with General Welding, a lot going on, of course, with that big, heavy snowstorm, 7 feet. I talked to a lot of people, and they go, feet? Yeah, I said, even if it was 5 feet, it's a lot. Mike, and again, that was our first storm, but we're in the snow removal or snow plow business, so it definitely got people's attention. But a lot going on. We're getting ready. We got our All-American Christmas event that I bring Ricky Lee in, and we have Santa Claus and things like that. We've got that December 10th. And we get about 16-20 vendors where we have sampling and whatnot. We just got asked to do a nice interview on our local Channel 4 for tomorrow morning, and they want to show off or expose locally made things. So we're doing a lot more artwork with General Welding and Made in America, make Merry Christmas. So we burn it out on our table, and we paint them, and making a lot of artwork and napkin holders and things like that. So we'll be showing that. But it was nice to get asked to do a nice interview on local television. Mike, but always getting attention. You know, again, these are tough, tough times. You know, 32-month run from the pandemic, and we got the rapid inflation, product shortage. Nothing's going away, and now you got natural gas prices going up, and very hard on people, especially with disposable income. You know, if you're on fixed income or you know, just trying to get by, you can't be happy with these times. So, you know, we just don't have the right leadership. But it's tough during the holidays, but we're offering deals and breaks and sales just to help people. But, you know, we say, why not make it an All-American Christmas, Mike? Why not make it, our veterans love it, make it a 100% Made in America Christmas or a local Christmas? Why not buy every product or gift made local or made in America?
Very good. Oh, that you have no idea how that statement cheered me up. Mark, you're always the guy. It's 12 years now. You're always the guy that has the most positive message because you live it every day. And I'm going to ask you to do something else. I'm sure you got our emails. Tomorrow is December the 1st, and we're beginning another special effort, which we began on this radio program a few years ago, and that's December as National Small Business Month. I'm asking everybody to go on the front page of American Workers Radio, and it's right there under our panel members' pictures. Just click on that, send it out to family and friends, because this is how it's being done. As I said earlier, many of the people I know in radio will be playing. In fact, I'm going to ask Henry if he would play this message, and if you can even send it off to your people, Mark, it would be great.
During December, National Small Business Month, and throughout the year, American Workers Radio is encouraging everyone to shop at your local stores and in the process keep stores vibrant and American workers employed. Small businesses employ over 60 million Americans and benefit our local communities and America's economy. For more information, visit AmericanWorkersRadio.com or NationalSmallBusinessMonth.com.
Now, that is a very, very basic message, but a very important message. And our radio station and many of our friends in the broadcast field are going to be playing that. I also want to mention there will be a full-page ad promoting December as National Small Business Month this evening in the Northeast Times, all the zoned editions in Philadelphia. And then tomorrow morning, when you go to your store for your coffee or whatever, pick up a Philly Metro paper, and there's another full-page ad in there. And if you'd like to see the ad, you'll have to wait till tomorrow morning to get to the Philly Metro. Go to Metro Philadelphia, all spelled out, metrophiladelphia.com, and click on the December 1st edition. We're promoting this event as we did the November event, and it's good to see how people are responding. More and more people are getting the idea it's up to us. We had Small Business Saturday campaign during Thanksgiving, and that was very good. And this situation, it's a whole month where we're asking people during this very important time of year to go out of their way to support their local businesses. You know, when the National Small Business Saturday started, that was back in 2010, to help businesses gain exposure, and it was started originally by American Express Credit Card. Then right after that, in 2011, yes, it was 2011, the Small Business Administration did get involved, and they became the national co-sponsor. So our December National Small Business Month is a 31-day campaign, and it urges people to shop local. And I want to thank the newspapers who told us they're going to put it in, the radio stations that are going to be playing all of our advertisements, because this is how it starts. And I'd like to see our national elected leaders also promote it. I want everybody to know that it was sent to the Small Business Administration, and I think I send copies of it to Larkin. I did send it to them. They are going to spread it around and have it as a pickup for anyone in the USA that's interested. And also, it was going to be picked up by several of our Southern New Jersey newspapers. Everybody is going to try to promote the message. It's nothing controversial. There's nothing in that message that says only buy American. No, it's support your local small businesses because they need your help to stay in business. I don't want to see any more businesses closing. I drive down the streets and I see no more help wanted signs, but I see stores closed for rent, and that can't go on. Mark, what can you do to help us promote December month and at the same time promote yourself?
Yeah, we've got almost a half million followers now on our social media platforms, and my Tony and Sammy are running them platforms. We'll blast it, Mike, starting tomorrow. That's a promise. I would like to say last week's guest, Michael Rounds, very inspiring. Just a great guest, inspired me, and makes you keep the drive alive type thing. So a lot of great stuff, Mike.
You know, it's very interesting. Michael Rounds, I have to make sure this is known, that only one out of four students can be accepted because of room. That means that school could quadruple, but they depend on donations to keep that going. And this is not something when you're going to the public schools, those schools operate on our tax dollars. They should really be going out of their way to court a person like Michael Rounds and a few of the other institutions so that those people know that this is available. In fact, Michael Rounds has invited all of us, Henry, Stephen, myself, everybody to come there, which is not that far from us, Media, Pennsylvania, to come there for and spend a few hours to see all the programs that they are, highlighting. Also, I have to say this, we had some very good responses from a few school board people who said that they are going to go after our new governor in Pennsylvania and ask him to get involved. I did send it out to SBA. I did send it out to Congressman Fitzpatrick, Congressman Brendan Boyle. So their position is they will send out the word to all of their fellow Congress members. Mark, I'm going to turn to Larkin for a few minutes. Larkin, tell me everything, and I'm hoping that you can promote December as National Small Business Month to everybody at SBA that you know.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Mark. As usual, words of wisdom. And good morning, Henry. I wanted to say something, Michael, and do this as quickly as I possibly can, because I think this is the perfect time for us to consider each and one and every one of these points. But I want to give you the top 10 reasons why we need to support locally owned businesses.
Oh, very good.
Top 10 reasons, and every one of these is very, very profound. The first one is local character and prosperity. Communities that preserve their one-of-a-kind businesses and distinctive character have an economic advantage by just what they create. When I go to South Street, I know what to expect when I get to South Street. It's got great character, and it stands for Philadelphia in its past. Number two is the community well-being. Locally owned businesses build strong communities by sustaining vibrant town centers, linking neighbors in the web of the economy and social relationships, and contributing to local causes. So small businesses tie the community together. Local decision-making is one of the most powerful ones, and it's the question you ask all the time, Michael. Local ownership ensures that that important decisions are made locally. It's not a big box store trying to create the reason why something should be done at the corner of Goose and Spruce. It's the local decision making made by the people who live in that community. Keeping the dollars in the local economy is number four. Compared to chain stores, locally owned businesses recycle a much larger share of their revenue back into the local economy, and that is that's the full circle cycle of the economy, which is earn it here, spend it here, buy it here, spend it here, and that dollar keeps on in a circular motion as everybody supports each other. Number five is jobs and wages. Locally owned businesses create more jobs locally than any big box store could ever imagine. Number six is entrepreneurship, and this is very, very important and a lot of what we spend our time talking about. Entrepreneurship fuels America's economic innovation and prosperity. Entrepreneurship does that, not big box stores. Entrepreneurship fuels Americans' economic innovation and prosperity and serves as a key means for families to move out of low-wage jobs into the middle class. There is that entry-level job and locally in the community that ultimately and evolves to either becoming an entrepreneur, learning business, and becoming a part of the community. Public benefits and costs is number seven. Local stores and town centers require comparatively little infrastructure and make a more efficient use of public services relative to big box stores who end up building 15 to 20-acre massive things that ultimately end up closing all the local small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight is environmental sustainability. Even buying locally helps the environment. Local stores help to sustain vibrant, compact, walkable town centers, which turn into essentially reducing urban sprawl, automobile use, habitat loss, and fresh air and water. And, these stores do not create, it would take I don't know how many small businesses to create the kind of environment impact created by all of the box stores up and down Columbus Avenue. Number nine, competition. A marketplace of tens of thousands of small businesses is the best way to ensure that innovation and low prices over the long term. You have to remember that that's over the long term. In that competitive environment, local businesses know what people need on Chestnut and the people who live on Walnut Street and the people who live in all over Center City. They understand what they need because they are all jointly Philadelphians. And the last one is product diversity. A multitude of small businesses, each selecting products based on a huge national sales plan. Here's what everybody, they're at Walmart in Arkansas sitting there saying, here's what everybody's going to wear this Christmas. Well, that may not be what everybody wants to wear in Philadelphia or buy or eat. But on their own interests and needs of the local customers, small businesses guarantee a much broader range of product choices and product choices that appeal to the citizens. So that's a capitalization of why people should be buying locally and the advantage that it provides. If we're going to recover, our economy is going to recover, it's time for our local governments, our state governments, and our federal government to sponsor, promote, and fund the growth of small businesses in America.
Larkin, you are 1,000% correct. And the 10 things that you just mentioned, that should be a high school curriculum to teach people what it's all about to have a business, why it's important to support the business, how they can become involved in a business. I mean, when you go to a business, a small business, you have the availability to speak with the owner or someone very close to the owner. You're able to, ask questions. You have a better feeling. You go into many of the big box stores as, this is what we have, period, goodbye. Not interested to hear anything. Next customer. It's that kind of an attitude. All those things that you mentioned is really a curriculum that should be in our schools, that should be discussed by every person in the media. I do understand, and I will mention this, Larkin, and you probably know why the media avoids conversations and points that you just mentioned, because so many of the advertisers that they have represent products that are imported from foreign countries. So in order for them not to anger the merchandisers and the foreign-made product makers, they just avoid the near occasion, as an old expression, avoid the near occasion of sin and just let it pass by. Hopefully nobody will notice it. Maybe it'll get better on its own. It's not going to get better on its own. We already watched what happened in the United States. And Larkin, I am pleased to tell you and every listener and all of our panel members, people are telling me, Michael, encourage the idea that we can build bigger and more modern manufacturing facilities here in the United States of America than we had 30 years ago. And that would cut on the shipping. Now with all the costs of the shipping and container charges and all, this would help immensely. But it's a matter of people in the Congress and the Senate saying this is something we have to do. Everybody is attacking about the price of gas, which, as you know, with the price of gas, everything shipped to you, coming into your home to heat your home, everybody delivering things to the local stores, every price went up. I hope that after 2 years of not addressing it, I hope that the new Congress in January will put this on the top of their agenda and say, we have to address this energy and gas issue here in the United States of America, not go around the world to dictators and others and beg them for fuel and energy when we have it here in the United States of America. And as I said many, many times, and I tell people on radio programs when I'm a guest, I never really saw anything of value that said to me, we must do what that presidential order stated in January of 2021. Nothing has convinced me. In fact, there is such a small amount of electric cars and hybrid cars in the United States. It's frightening. How do you make an executive order like this and do this to the people where everything around you has raised to a cost that's impossible? And, you know, many of the people that are senior citizens living on fixed incomes, veterans and so forth, they simply don't have the money to keep shelling out on these foolish executive orders. And for 2 years, it's January 20th will be 2 years. And I hope on January 20th of this year, or whenever the Congress is sworn in, I would like to see them start addressing this issue. And I would also, Larkin, like to get your points emailed to me. I'll post them on the front of our site, and I'll send it around to the 535 elected people in Washington.
So, Michael, the one thing that I did want to add, and I would be interested in hearing Mark's take on this, is, you know, I gave you 10 reasons why, advantages why a vibrant small business community is good for everybody. But it usually, when somebody comes to me and says, I want to start a small business, I always start with, what problem are you going to solve? What issue are you going to work on that's going to make life easier for your new customers? And here's the deal. This is what I'm saying. When, you know, what's going on in China is not good right now, because we can't turn the corner that fast with the products in America. But what's going on in China? I mean, the Apple plant's closed, bud. Yep. We're not getting Apple phones for a while. And they're over there now protesting that they want the Xi Jinping neck. And the first thing that's being threatened is in fact, you know, the shipment of products to this country. That we, and the, so be ready for that. It's just, we're in the buying season, and now all of a sudden shipments from China are going to be crippled. And add to that the current administration's inability to stop the railroad strike. And if that happens, now the crippling effect becomes almost instant when the trains stop rolling. Mark, do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Larkin, first, your 10-point list is point on for buying local, buying American. You know, that just, it makes sense. Way back when you said people got to make buying local, buying made in America important in their lives, and that's your message there, and the 10-point list just makes sense. And, yeah, when you talk about what's going on in China and you see the turn and where that leads, and like you said, we're getting there, but we're not ready. You know, it's going to force Made in America is making more and more sense with the pandemic and certain items, that especially our safety items, the PPP products. We should have learned a lesson, and hopefully did, and continue to build things in America. My buddy's making more 3D printing. He owns the which is additive manufacturing, which is a way to beat China. And it's amazing the types of not only automation, but additive manufacturing, 3D printing. There's so many ways we can get better and more efficient at building things in our country. But, yeah, with the train systems, the supply, like you said, Larkin, so many things going on. It's just a matter of people lining up. It just seems that people only listen to what's on the news for 15 minutes. So when things don't hit the national news, it amazes me how me and you and Mike and our team know what's going on, but others just they just don't pay attention. But I think making things important, doing your part, when I say making an all-American Christmas or a local Christmas, like you said, Michael, it's not, when you say buy local, everybody doesn't have Made in America products. You're just saying buy local, support your local economy. And Larkin, in your list, there's many reasons in there that say you keep the money at home, it helps the community. It's all about going to see Joe's shop. Last night I went to get a shower part that was 22 years old. I went to this Ed Young's Value Hardware. The guy was outstanding. He found my valve. He took the O-rings out. I said, well, this guy, you need more of them. But unfortunately, we're losing that that type of experience and relationship building that happens with local.
You're absolutely right.
And I bumped into a buddy of mine working in a paint department at a Lowe's, and I said, whoa, time out. What do you know about paint? And he said, well, I can paint a wall. I said, do you know the difference between flat and no? But I'm learning. I learned it pretty quickly. You go to a local paint store like a Sherman Williams, a locally owned paint store, and go in there and ask them what kind of paint you want to put on your kitchen wall, and they'll tell you all the way down to you know the very way to mix it. I mean,
yeah.
You don't
and what? What's funny, Larkin, they don't have to look at a computer. This guy I met last night at this plumbing hardware, he knew he looked at my valve, oh, that's a Gerber. Wait, I got one down here. And he picked out the O-rings, and he said, you're going to need this, this, and this. I love the service. This guy knew what he was doing. He was probably a plumber in his life. But I went there going, I'm going to tell everybody about this place.
Well, you know, and Mark, yeah. 30 years ago, this is what an experience was all over the country, wherever you went.
I love it.
Somebody was able to help you. Today, because of the decline in occupational knowledge, we were outsourced all of our manufacturing, all of our knowledge over around the world, because we wanted to make the world a bigger and better place. And it really happened at our expense. This thing with China and the iPhones and everything else, oh, yes. People in the stores, Verizon and T-Mobile and all the places, are saying you can order now and you may not get it for 60 or 90 or maybe 120 days because
Absolutely.
Of just, difficulties in China. I thought to myself,
Mike, I just ordered one for a gift, a phone to the company, and it's not going to be here by Christmas, so it's already starting. The ones that are in stock you're going to get. But buying local, like we're talking, this gentleman I met, Ed, and that's what's neat. They sense your urgency. They sense your need. They sense the importance it is to you, and they take care of you. I love that. When I buy a piece of equipment, I want the service. If I pay $200 more or whatever, I don't mind. I want service, and that's what buying local to me is.
I agree, 1,000%.
And you're buying that expertise. I want to give a shout-out on Passyunk Avenue to Cohen's Hardware. He's a local guy right there on South Street. He's probably Philadelphia, what's your baseball team? The Phillies, number one fan. We always had a discussion about baseball but when I went in there. But whatever question I went in with, he knew the answer. And I said to him one time, Mr. Cohen, how long have you been in this business? And he said, there were times when we would get busy and my father wouldn't allow me to go to school. He'd make me go to work. He said, I've been doing this all my life. So I give a hearty shout out to Cohen's Hardware. I hope it's still open. More than anything in the world, I hope it's still open, because they were a wonderful family and a wonderful business.
Absolutely. Larkin, I know the place well. And I try to go to the local stores whenever I can. In fact, I call sometimes in advance to make sure they have the product that I'm looking for, the replacement, sometimes brand new products, and they do. And the courtesy and the knowledge and everything that they do sort of cheers me up, because I say there is hope. And people tell me, Larkin, Rich, and Mark, and all the guests, they say, the guests on your program have more to say that's positive about America than 100 programs combined. Everybody's worried about nonsense, a crime, and this negativity. You're trying to promote work, stability, good communities, schools, neighborhoods, care for one another. It's a whole different world. And yet, our national media refuses to respond. I have some friends in the national media and in the local media, and everybody is afraid because of the customers that so many of them are representing foreign products. and they do not want to make enemies. And today, because so many of our companies sold, they sold their whole business. Companies that used to have board meetings in New York and all these other places, they sold it hook, line, and sinker to foreign countries. Now they make the decision. They say, no, this is what we're going to put on the market. This is how it's going to be presented. This is how it will be packaged. And you will never see that anything is made in America. It'll just have the information of what's in the package, and you pick it up and use it. This is the new mentality, and we have to overturn that. And December is National Small Business Month, is an opportunity for everybody listening to go out and tell your local businesses how important they are, how you want them to do their best and support them, not only during December, but throughout the year. Ladies and gentlemen, we haven't heard from this person for a few weeks because he's been on several various outreaches, but I'm going to turn now to Rich Logis. Rich, how are you doing, guy?
Hey, Michael. Mark, Larkin, Bruce, Henry, listeners. What's that saying? That absence makes the heart grow fonder?
Oh, absolutely.
Think, Rich, we missed you.
Yeah, well, I miss you guys too, and I think I'm going to just dive right into something, a little encounter I had last week, because I thought about all of us during this time, and I'm thinking about Larkin's 10 points. I was in a discussion, Mark, with another small business owner, and he was telling me about rising costs, right? All these challenges that we're dealing with, right? And businesses of all sizes, and especially small businesses, we're really feeling that crunch. And I'm not here to assign blame on that issue. I'm just saying the reality is we're feeling it. And I said to him, have you noticed in the buying market, and I'm using this broadly speaking, Larkin, buying market, no one will ever ask a celebrity who makes $100 million a year for a discount on his product. They don't know the celebrity, Mark. They've never met him, probably never will meet him, but pay full price for whatever he or she is selling. But then they ask you, Mark, to reduce the shipping because it's too expensive. Is that right, Mark? Isn't that right? Doesn't that happen?
Absolutely.
So, it's like damned if you do, damned if you don't, and of course, we want to satisfy and accommodate our customers, but I just think it's a funny psychology how the buying market it's just the way that habits have changed, Michael, and psychology have changed. We'll ask the small business owner, right, who's probably running on fumes for a slight discount, but we'll ask the celebrity who makes gazillions of dollars. We'll never ask for a discount. We don't know this person. And in a way, it's laughable and absurd, but it also highlights a certain truth that Larkin pointed out with those 10 points, is that a lot of, Mark, what I see is truly honorable, and I give you so much credit as a leader of Made in America, is that you have to fight not just other countries. You have to also you've got to compete in the same marketplaces where those customers are. The psychology and the way that people buy has really shifted in the last many, many years. And there's been pros and cons to that. So when Larkin is going through those points, right, and I'm sitting here laughing, I'm making a note, and I'm laughing not at the points, but thinking about my recent encounter that I had, Michael, it does highlight that I think that there can never be enough promotion of small and local businesses, even with changes that have happened, globalization, the psychology of the marketplace, technological advances. No matter what, we can never promote small business enough. So I appreciate, Larkin, that you're saying that, because I try to meet as best to my abilities those 10 points. And I often, Michael, like to joke that when I started my company 14 years ago, and let me tell you, it has been one hell of a roller coaster in the last 3 years, But I like to joke that when I started my company 14 years ago, I was not low income. I was no income when I started.
That's right.
And had to you know, build everything from scratch and do what was right for my customers and continue to adapt in a really rapidly changing marketplace. And my other just side related point, Michael, is not a partisan point, but given that we're broadcast in Philly, Pennsylvania, and the surrounding areas, I did pay attention closely to the Pennsylvania elections, and I do want to give credit to the Democratic candidates for governor and Senate, because they did something that I have been begging Democrats I know to do for many, many years. And what they did is they went into less densely populated areas and genuinely campaigned there, Michael. Josh Shapiro and John Fetterman went into areas that Democrats have, let's just be honest, haven't really paid a lot of attention to, have neglected. And they went into those areas to make their case. Now, I'm not here to debate whether we agree or disagree with their policies. I'm just saying that when we talk, Michael, about public officials, the tricky part about public service is that you have to work just as hard for the guy who doesn't like you as the guy who voted for you. Right, Mark? That's what makes public. I think that makes it particularly difficult. So I do want to give credit where credit is due, going into those areas. Here in Florida, we basically have a non-existent Democratic Party, and that's a different discussion, a different issue. So I do want to mention that, Michael, that I think some credit is due there, that those candidates from that party did decide to go into areas of Pennsylvania that have pretty much been neglected by the party. And I think that it shows that when you go and genuinely outreach to others, even some who might disagree with your policies will see that you are someone of good character and will support your campaign. So credit there where it's due.
Very well said, Rich. And this is really something that all the political people have to start doing, because it's not, you know what I don't like about a lot of these elections is, especially when it's November, they will sit back over the summer and do very little. Then as soon as the end of September through the month of October comes, everybody's out on the street doing their thing. I think the American people should be hosting more rallies, should be getting people on their radio programs, on their television programs, and asking them questions on a regular basis, not begging for this or that, or you have to have a debate. No. Scheduled debates, no less than 3 or 4 debates, and let's see what really is all about, you know, what the candidate's all about. What's it all about with them? You know, it's nice when you see the debate and you know what the person is trying to, you know, address in this time. It's not good when you just have an election and you don't know anything about the person or what they plan to do or what even they are responding to their constituents as they go around. And that's something that's very good. And Larkin's 10 points. Larkin, send that. I'm going to put them up on the internet site. And I'm also going to do something which is going to be interesting. I'm going to mail that out to the 120 radio stations that I have normal contact with and ask them to make it part of their discussion too, and so that their listeners, you know, let them tell the people that 15 minutes before we go off the air today, I'm going to read this to you, and, you know, that'll give you an idea why we're promoting December as National Small Business Month. Everybody's advice, everybody's participation is very, very important. And I'm pleading with everyone all the time. When you go to a store, speak up, ask them what they have that's made in America. And people in the stores are now telling the people point blank, I'm sorry to inform you that we have no competitive American-made product in the item you are looking for. Isn't that a sad commentary to hear from someone? I'm sorry to tell you that we have no competitive product made in America in the category of the item you're looking for. How the hell could that happen? 20 years ago, that place was in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. Now it's located in some foreign country, which I'm not giving any names out, but everybody knows where I'm talking about. 100% of the production is there, and over here, nothing. Bruce.
I just wanted to give a shout out about school. I'm an assistant district director at school, and we're doing big things for Small Business Month. This year, we have helped over 1,000 businesses begin their lives, if you want. SCORE is very, very much promoting. I think SCORE would like to hear Larkin's list, if he can send it to me too, because I think it'd be very important. But SCORE is going to be all out helping people in December start their own businesses and continue their own businesses successfully. And I just wanted everybody to be aware of that.
Excellent.
So, I suspect that the rail strike is going to be curtailed in some form or manner.
Bruce, I want to ask you something. If there were such a major issue ready to happen in the country, you would think that every elected official from every state, every congressional district would be giving suggestions as to how they all should get together with the president and the leadership of the railroads and let's get this thing resolved today, not tomorrow or next week, today. But that's not happening.
Well, no. Well, we'll see what happens, whether people are going to vote politically or whether they're going to vote on behalf of the country. We'll have to see that.
And I don't know when that's going to hit exactly. It should be very soon, this railroad issue. But I would have it in the news in a positive way, just like Larkin's 10 points. I would bring up all the important issues, what the railroad does for the American people. It ships products. It helps people move around the country. Nothing is being discussed. Nothing is being discussed other than the fact that the railroad workers want more money and more benefits. We don't know. We have no 10 ideas as to why the railroads are so important to the United States of America.
Yeah, they are very, very important. I don't think a lot of people realize that.
I'd make 2 points, Bruce, and that is that that strike is not for money. It is for the distance between settlement right now is almost virtually all paid leave. And I think there is little as one day separation between what they want and what they're being offered. And unfortunately, D-Day for that vote is Friday. So,
well, see, Larkin, I was driving in this morning and I heard virtually nothing about the railroad issue. And that's unfortunate.
Here's the deal. We don't have any statesmen anymore. We have a city full of politicians. They don't do anything proactively to make where we live and what we do better. They react to when the foo hits the shan. You know, that's when they react. They don't do anything up until that point except stand around going, keep that off the news.
That's right. All the us. Yeah. Yeah. How well I know that situation. Inflation is hurting every American. Unbelievable. A railroad strike or any kind of an issue. I'd like to see those railroads double in size, shipping American-made products from one city to another. Then we would know we're going up the ladder of success. Right now, we're just existing. And those railroads, of course, are bringing the stuff, all the containers, off the ships, on the railroad cars, and shipping them around. I'd like to see a lot more of the railroads catering to American-made items, and I'm sure Mark would like to see that too, because he's doing the right thing, catering to his local manufacturers and distributors. That is such an important thing. And I'm going to take this minute to just urge everybody to go to the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Made in America store. It's right next to Mark's picture. Check out what you could use for this holiday season and make that a gift to a family member or friend from the Made in America store, knowing that you're supporting a person who started from scratch to address an issue that he felt very strongly about in the United States of America. Well, I see that Henry is playing the music. That means another broadcast is history. But I think we had a lot of good to say, and I'm looking forward to getting together with everyone. Please go out of your way during December, National Small Business Month, to support your local businesses. And when you go in, make sure you let the owners and the people at the cash register and the people in the aisles know that you are supporting them because they are a small business. And you let them know about 10 of the ideas Larkin presented today. And Larkin, when you send them over to me, I'll make sure they're put up on the internet and I'll send it to my 120 radio contacts. And as we sign off today, may God bless all of you and God bless America. Go out and support all of your local small businesses.
And Mike, send me that 10 article list from Larkin, too. And great to have the full team back.
Great.
Have a great week, guys.
Rich, it was a pleasure. In behalf
Thanks,
of
everyone.
Mark Andel, Rich Loges, Larkin Conley, and Bruce Bassett Powell, and Henry Chaplinsky, and myself, have a great one. God bless.